Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
My name is Polly. Okay, so welcome back to Discovery. We introduced the interesting show Auction Kings in yesterday's article.
Right. Let's review some of the words we learned yesterday. Like, if you offer to pay a particular price for goods, especially in an auction, you bid on the goods for a certain price, or you make a bid for the goods.
Mm-hmm. And the person who offers to pay a particular amount of money for something is called a bidder. And the person who offers to pay the most is the highest bidder.
Also, all the antique items must be properly appraised in case there are any worthless frauds. Remember, to appraise something means to determine how much it is worth.
Exactly. Okay, so today we're going to take a closer look at the show Auction Kings. We'll find out how high the prices can go for some interesting items.
All right, let's take a look at today's article.
Reading.
Auction Kings.
One day, a man comes into Gallery 63 with an item of historical importance, a desk that President Thomas Jefferson once owned. He tells owner Paul Brown that he hopes to get $6,000 for it. The piece looks antique and is in decent condition, but Brown wants to be sure. So, he calls up Dr. Lorry, a former museum director that helps Gallery 63 research items' histories. She verifies the desk's past and says it could fetch $10,000 in spite of some minor wear and tear. When auction day comes, a battle of bids ends with an astounding price of $65,000. Another couple of items brought into Gallery 63, a rare Bixby guitar and a French jeu de course, turn out to be counterfeit. Despite not being authentic pieces, both items sell for more than expected. The sellers and auctioneers love to see the prices go sky high because they can collect more cash from each item sold. Winning bidders might spend more than they wanted to, but they are always pleased to collect their fascinating souvenir.
One day, a man comes into Gallery 63 with an item of historical importance, a desk that President Thomas Jefferson once owned. Mm. Now, this word historical means of or relating to the character of history, or based on or concerned with events in history. So if something is historical, it just means it was important in the past, or it has to do with history.
Historical, H-I-S-T-O-R-I-C-A-L, historical, 就是和历史有关的史实的史学的意思。
And in this opening sentence, we saw the phrase of historical importance. Again, if something is of historical importance, well, we know that that thing was used for something important in the past, or something important happened there or to that thing, or, yeah, it was of some vital importance in the course of human history.
好，那么另外还有一个字也是可以用来形容，在历史上很有名的，就是 historic, H-I-S-T-O-R-I-C. 例如呢，历史上有名的战争，我们就可以说 a historic war. 那么后面还有一个字 once, O-N-C-E. Once 的意思呢，就是 at some time in the past, but not now, 也就是曾经。
He tells owner Paul Brown that he hopes to get $6,000 for it. The piece looks antique and is in decent condition, but Brown wants to be sure.
好，记得我们昨天学过 antique 这个字当形容词，古老的。所以呢 ，it looks antique and is in decent condition. What does decent mean here?
Decent means of a good enough standard or quality.
OK, 好，所以这边呢，我们形容用 decent 来形容物品，就是指良好的。所以它是 in decent condition， 就是表示它的状态还不错。
For example, he hasn't had a decent meal for a week.
OK， 好，我们听到 a decent meal， 在这边的 decent 就是有像样的意思，所以表示他一个礼拜都没有像样，都没有吃 一顿好好的饭。OK， 所以呢，如果我们用 decent 来形容人的话呢，则是有正派、体面或者懂得礼节这样的意思。所以如果要形容一个年轻有为又正派的青年，我们可以说 He is a decent young man.
So he calls up Dr. Lori, a former museum director that helps Gallery 63 research items histories.
Okay, former, F-O-R-M-E-R.Former means happening or existing before but not now. 就是从前的前任的。像是前总统我们就可以说 the former president. Okay, so Dr. Lori is a former museum director means she used to be one but not anymore.
And what does she help them do? Well, she helps them research the history of certain items.Research means to study something thoroughly so as to present in a detailed or accurate manner. For example, he's been researching the effects of the new medicine.
好的，所以 research, R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H, 当动词就是研究、调查。好，所以同样的一个字，它也可以直接当名词使用，就是研究。For example, she's doing medical research. She's doing medical research. 记得呢，它当名词的时候是不可数的，所以我们不会说 a research， 就直接说 she's doing medical research 就可以了。
She verifies the desk's past and says it could fetch $10,000 in spite of some minor wear and tear.
Okay, to verify, V-E-R-I-F-Y, to verify means to discover whether something is correct or true. 中文就是证实、检核或者认证。那有时候我们在网络上如果要申请一个网站的账号，它都会需要你先确认自己的 email 信箱，这样子呢，你的账号才可以开通。所以如果还没有被认证的话，你可能就会看到 your email address hasn't been verified, hasn't been verified, 就是还没有被认证过。所以呢，就是用这个字 verify.
We also saw the word fetch in there. And fetch in this case means to be sold for a particular amount of money, especially at a public sale.And we used this especially in news reports.
好 fetch, F-E-T-C-H, 这个动词表示一个东西可以卖得多少价钱。用法呢，我们就直接说 something could fetch how much money 就可以了。
For example, the artwork is expected to fetch at least $20 million. We also saw the phrase wear and tear.This has to do with loss or damage resulting from ordinary use and exposure to things like the elements or like bad weather or being outside. Wear and tear is our shortcut for you for today, so let's take a closer look at this phrase. Shortcut for you.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Your clothes look, to be in bad condition.
There's nothing wrong with a little wear and tear.
You do wear bad clothes.
Wear and tear is a figure of speech that means wearing something down or breaking something in through regular use.
The wear and tear means 磨损
My clothes might look bad, but they're comfortable. They get even more comfortable with wear and tear.
While wear and tear might be a good thing at first, eventually it ends up with an actual tear.
Oh no! Too much wear and tear is not a good thing.
我们刚刚看了今天的 shortcut for you, wear and tear 这个片语就是磨损。 所以呢，句子里面说的 minor wear and tear， minor 在这边就是指比较小的磨损，没有太严重的意思。 OK, let's continue.
When auction day comes, a battle of bids ends with an astounding price of $65,000.
OK, astounding, A-S-T-O-U-N-D-I-N-G, 其实就是 amazing 的同义字，令人惊奇震惊的。还有另外一个字呢，也长得很像，是 astonishing, A-S-T-O-N-I-S-H-I-N-G.
Another couple of items brought into Gallery 63, a rare Bigsby guitar and a French jeu de course,turn out to be counterfeit. I'm not exactly sure what a jeu de course. My French is not exactly that good. French jeu usually has to do with like some sort of game, I think, or something.
Right, 这个应该是指一种桌上游戏之类的意思。好，那我们看一下后面另外一个字是 counterfeit， 是它其实就是 fake 的意思，伪造的、假冒的。现在呢，我们昨天学过另外一个名词 fraud, F-R-A-U-D, 也是假货。好，那我们再来看一下这一句的句型，它其实是用了同位语的用法。两个逗号中间的字呢，如果全部拿掉，不会影响整句话的意思。所以呢 another couple of items brought into Gallery 63 turned out to be counterfeit。那么呢，在句子中间加入的这两个物品，就是用来补充说明。所以我们刚刚讲到，就是逗号中间的这些东西呢，就等于 another couple of items。
Despite not being authentic pieces,Both items sell for more than expected. Now, these things are not authentic. They are counterfeit. If something is authentic, it means it's not counterfeit or copied. In other words, it's the real deal.
Right.
It is exactly what we think it is, in other words.
对 authentic, A-U-T-H-E-N-T-I-C, 简直就是 real. 所以就是我们刚刚看到 counterfeit 的反义字咯，就是真正的真的。那么呢，我们再看到这边 despite 在这里是介系词，等同呢第一段有出现过的一个片语 in spite of， 尽管。所以 for example， despite all their efforts， they still lost the competition。
The sellers and auctioneers love to see the prices go sky high because they can collect more cash from each item sold。
好，我们看到 sky high 这个字其实非常好猜，就是如天空一般高，所以就是非常高的价位咯。
The auctioneers love seeing it go sky high too, because they get like a percentage of every sale, so they get excited too. Winning bidders might spend more than they wanted to, but they are always pleased to collect their fascinating souvenir. Now, what is a souvenir? That's an object that you buy or keep to remind yourself of a special occasion,or a place you have visited.
Okay, so souvenir, S-O-U-V-E-N-I-R, souvenir, 一般是指我们去什么地方，去什么特别的地方玩，可能会买一些纪念品回来纪念，所以呢，就是 souvenir 这个字，它是可数的。
For example, I bought a model of the Eiffel Tower as a souvenir of Paris. Whenever you travel to a new place, you usually pick up some kind of a souvenir.If you go to Egypt, you'll probably get something to do with the Great Pyramids, for example. Paris, of course, the Eiffel Tower, maybe something to do with the Louvre Museum, the very famous museum featuring works of art and sculpture and things of that nature. Or if you go to London, maybe you'll get a souvenir, something to do with Big Ben,
right.
The big clock tower or something like that. But of course, over the past couple of days, we've been learning all about auctions and how excitingthey can be. And one of the greatest things I think about an auction or going to see one is watching the auctioneer talk. Because they can talk so very, very fast. Like if you took an auctioneer and put them up against one of like the greatest hip-hop stars or rappers, I think the auctioneer could actually go faster.
Really? I didn't know that they talk
They talk so, so fast, like a million miles an hour. Like, oh, I got 20 here.
Yeah.
It goes so, so quickly. It's almost like you can't even understand what the words are. You only hear the numbers coming out. You hear 20, 40, 60, 80. And the really good auctioneers...You know why they speak that fast is because they don't want to give people too much time to think when they're bidding. So if they keep talking and going faster and faster and faster, people can't sit there and say, well, do I really want to spend $100 more to get that? No, they're just going to, okay, I have to think very, very, very fast. And they say, okay, $100 more, no problem. And it goes on and on and on like that. And of course, as I said before, the auctioneer gets some of the final price.
Right, so that's their strategy.
That's their strategy. Right. They're just trying to get people all worked up and excited, and they want to spend more and more money. So remember that when you go to the auction, you have to think. It's very easy to get caught up in the excitement, and then at the end, you wake up and you say, well, how much did I just spend? $500? I didn't think I would spend that much today.
Right.
And of course, as we talked about yesterday, you have to know how much things are worth. Like, you can buy everything at an auction. Mm. Sometimes even cars or, like, homes. You can buy all kinds of stuff. I went to cattle auctions when I was a kid where people were buying cows. So that just gives you an idea of the varied amount of stuff that you can buy at auctions. If you ever have a chance to go and visit one, do so, but maybe don't bring that much cash with you the first time, just to be safe, so you won't spend too much money. All right, that brings us to the end of today's program, but before we go, we're going to go through our For You Chat segment.
For You Chat.
Okay, have you ever seen fake items sold on the street? Would you buy something even if you knew it wasn't real?
I have seen fake items sold on the street, and I have bought fake items sold on the street.
What are they?
Well, when I was a teenager, I traveled to this country in northern Africa called Tunisia, and their markets were filled with all these fake things, and I saw a watch, a very nice-looking watch, and it said Rolex, which you guys might know as a very famous brand. And I asked, well, how much it was? And the guy said the amount of money in their local currency, their local money, and it was about 10 U.S. dollars. And I know Rolex watches, and none of them are 10 U.S. dollars.
Right.
So this was very obviously a fake watch. And I thought it would be funny just to have one, just to say, oh, I have a Rolex and wear it around.
So you bought it?
I bought it. I think I ended up bargaining with him, got it for like $2 or something. Well, it was fake and it lasted about a week before it broke. So, you know, the old saying goes, you get what you pay for. So
right, exactly.
$2 for a watch, lasted a week, not too bad. What about you? Have you seen fake stuff on the street and would you buy something if it wasn't real?
Yeah, there are a lot of fake items on the street right now, but I would never buy something that's not real. Actually, I can't really understand how those people's brains work. You know, those people who sell fake products and those people who buy them. I don't really get it, because if it's not real, why do you have to buy it?
I'm not sure. Well, I bought the watch because I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, and like you said, the quality is really bad.
And I thought it would be funny. But of course, most fake stuff, the quality is actually quite terrible. And it's actually illegal. Like if you put a brand name on something that's fake and it's not that real brand, it's illegal to sell and it's also illegal to buy. So you have to be careful with that sort of thing. Well, that's all the time we have today for English for You, but please join us on our next program. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Polly.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Auction Kings.
One day, a man comes into Gallery 63 with an item of historical importance. A desk that President Thomas Jefferson once owned. He tells owner Paul Brown that he hopes to get $6,000 for it. The piece looks antique and is in decent condition, but Brown wants to be sure. So he calls up Dr. Lorry, a former museum director that helped Gallery 63 research items' histories. She verifies the desk's past and says it could fetch $10,000, in spite of some minor wear and tear. When auction day comes, a battle of bids ends with an astounding price of $65,000. Another couple of items brought into Gallery 63 a rare Bixby guitar, and a French jeu de course turn out to be counterfeit. Despite not being authentic pieces, both items sell for more than expected. The sellers and auctioneers love to see the prices go sky high because they can collect more cash from each item sold. Winning bidders might spend more than they wanted to, but they are always pleased to collect their fascinating souvenir.
Vocabulary Review.
Historical. The ancient statues in the museum have great historical value. Decent. The meal was decent, but not anything special. Research. After researching for many years, the scientist reported his discoveries in a speech. Fetch. Selling a diamond can fetch you a good amount of cash. Souvenir. The tourists took home a bottle of sand from the beach as a souvenir.